These are two ladies who have started a podcast in Uganda. It's called the Chatroom 256. So they share about their journey. I interview them about what they've done, why they want to do a podcast, and you should check it out, enjoy it, and you're going to love it. Sorry about the sound in the background, because we recorded this in an open room. We didn't really have a good room to record at, but we recorded this in an open room, so the sound is kind of echoey a little bit. It's not like in a quiet room, but enjoy it. It's a good conversation, lots of laughing. So just tune in and listen to it. Thank
My
you.
My name is Rani Hadi. I am in my third year at International University of East Africa. I'm a host on our show called The Chat Room.
Okay.
I am Sarah Alfaninigo from DRC Congo. Don't forget. And I'm a student as well at East Africa.
Yeah.
Host with my friend here.
She mentioned DRC Congo, so you don't hold her against of not speaking
Luganda.
Luganda, so if she messes up anything, just don't.
But actually, I think I'm the only Congolese who really wants to learn Luganda.
Really?
I really want to.
What words do you know in Luganda?
Don't laugh, right?
I won't laugh.
Okay, so I can greet. I can greet people, and I can ask for prices.
Okay.
I can direct whatever the guy somehow.
Okay. Can you greet the people on the camera?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So, cheva yeko everyone. No.
Oh, you said we don't laugh. Okay. I forgot you said we don't
cheva yeko everyone. I hope you are doing well.
After you spoke English.
Oh, cheva yeko, that's the greeting I know.
So, tell them I hope you're doing well in Luganda.
Okay, that's hard.
Okay, so direct, I'm the border guy, direct me to...
Okay, so... Jevareko sebo.
Kali nyabo nawe jevareko.
Njagara njagara genda ko.
Njagara ko.
Kansanga.
Kansanga.
Makeup. Mutwaro. Mutwaro. Mutwaro sina.
Oina meka.
Tano. Tano.
That's good. That's
right?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while. Like really? Talking to Buddha Buddha guys, yeah. I know how to bargain.
Do you ever get like stressed sometimes about it? Like you can't speak the language?
No. You know, actually, I feel good in Uganda. No one will judge you because your Luganda is broken or your English. The only thing you have, it's business.
Okay.
You need money, I'll give you money. So take me where I want to.
Yeah.
I give you money. No matter the language, no matter my broken Uganda.
Yeah.
So that's good about Uganda.
I went to Rwanda, I think 2021. Yeah. And they speak French, and not all of them like speak English. So I struggled to like buy some, unless you find somebody that speaks English.
It was hard.
That, yeah, but also like, so my mom is Kenyan. That's what you see there.
Oh,
yeah.
And then my dad is Ugandan, so I'm half half.
Hey, UG boy. Let's talk to them. Let's talk, chicka chicka chicka. Let's talk to them. Let's talk to them. Let's talk to them. Let's talk, chicka chicka chicka. Let's talk to them. Yeah, I'm from a beautiful place, the Pearl of Africa. Hailing with a 256, it's in my blood. That's a gem where the mountains rise. With stories untold, the tapestry of cultures unfolding, so vibrant and bold. A symphony of stars, a celestial light. The drums beating, echoing through the night. Just like a beacon of light, a reflection that's coming up from the Nile. I'm flowing straight into the heart of Africa with timeless stories untold.
All right, welcome once again to the Ugandan Boy Talk Show on the podcast. This will be my second podcast that I've done while I'm in Uganda. It's one that I scheduled for a long time to be able to do when I'm here. And I'm excited to have you guys on the podcast.
Thank you.
As most of you can see, this is not my studio. So we're at the Koteri Book Cafe, actually ahead of a live podcast. So I'm excited to have you guys here. How are you doing?
We're fine.
Thank you. We were talking before I came to Uganda that I wanted to have you guys on the podcast. I wanted to do some collaborations with people who are doing podcasts here.
We are so honored.
And it would be amazing. So I tried to schedule them. And as you might know, I've been up and down, like trying to do final preparations for the live podcast, which I'm excited about. So you guys are going to be there, right?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Of course.
You guys have a podcast.
Yeah, we do have a podcast.
Okay.
It's called The Chat Room.
The Chat Room, okay.
Yeah, we are the two hosts. I'm Sarah.
And she's my
Hadi.
How did you guys come up with the idea of like wanting to do a podcast?
Actually,
I think I'll go for that.
Okay.
So, well, to me, I really give much credit to Sarah, because mm-hmm. I feel like she's the foundation of the whole show.
Okay.
So she came to me and she told me, you know what, Hadi, we both have the love for the motivation talking and stuff, but thing is, in our country, when people of our age in our early 20s, they feel like, nah, that which problems do you even have, right?
Yeah.
So she came to me and she's like, you know what, you know, change starts with one person.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, you know what, I have an idea. I think we should start up something and, you know, go deep into topics that happen to us as the youth or people around.
Yeah.
And then she initiated the whole thing, the name, the chat room, and I bought the idea.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful and grateful.
I chose her because she's super active in talking. She's the best. And I saw a video of her. She was like recording herself. That's when I was like, oh, I need this guy.
Yeah.
So because I've been having the idea since like for a long time.
That's how I'm going to ask you. Like, how did you guys connect? How do you know each other?
That's what I'm saying. From school.
Okay. What schools did you go to?
International University of East Africa.
In Kansanga.
Okay.
Trust me, I just came to class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I kind of had issues and I postponed my semester. So when I entered class, I just, okay, her looks, her beauty really was, you know, give credit where necessary. So the first time I talked to her, and honestly, beauty with brains, and then she told me about the whole thing, and I'm like, wow. Because I've tried buying this idea to most people, and they're like, bro, are you fine?
She you was know? Really into it already.
Yeah, because I had begun this thing a long time ago, but...
First, when I saw you, I thought you were sisters.
Maybe?
Yeah. Like, that's why I was like, I thought you were sisters, and I was wondering, but it's crazy that you guys met from school. When I talked to you on the phone, you told me you don't speak Luganda.
I don't.
Why don't you speak Luganda?
Please don't cheat me. I don't speak Luganda. I'm a Congolese. I'm from Congo. Okay. So I only speak French, Swahili, and English, actually.
Oh, sasa naongea Kiswahili.
Sana.
Kwanza kuongea Kiswahili. If you don't understand, then it's about time. Oh, so you speak Swahili. So you're from Congo. How long have you lived in Uganda?
Since 2021.
Okay.
That's been like 2 years almost. Yeah.
Okay. How do you like it here?
It's free. Okay. It's good. I like Uganda.
It's pretty cool.
Different
I like to
from
ask.
Congo.
What?
It's different from Congo.
It's different from Congo.
Yeah.
I like to ask that because I live in America, and as a Ugandan living in America, people ask me, "How do you like it here? How did you come here?" So I like to ask that question to other people to see how they like it. How about you? Where are you from?
Me. Yeah. When we talk about where I come from, we can even take a full day. No, sorry.
Really?
Okay, but I usually identify myself as a Ugandan and an Indian.
Okay.
My dad is an Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, but most of my life, Uganda, so I'm Ugandan.
So do you speak Luganda?
Very. It's my favorite language.
Wow. I couldn't have guessed that you speak. When she told me she doesn't speak Luganda, so I assumed all of you don't speak Luganda.
Try me.
You greet people in Luganda, Wasuzotia?
Yeah, Wasuzotia, Jebale Kosebo. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's
this is awkward that you
teach me. Oh! I was gonna switch the conversation to Luganda. No, it's amazing to see that, and this is why I like to do a podcast. There's a lot of perception, there's a lot of things we think in our head about people without talking to them, and we judge them without having a conversation. But I like sitting down with people in a conversation. In my head, if I met her, she doesn't speak Luganda, and I start gossiping, like, you know.
Yeah,
like
that happens to me many times.
Well, like, once you open up to people, I speak Luganda, or, like, you know, something like that.
Sometimes I keep silent.
Or, like,
you hear what they're saying.
Or, like, for her, I assumed she spoke Luganda, so I sent her a voice note in Luganda. So I thought somehow she'll figure it out, but it's assumptions, and that's why I like to have conversation with people. You learn a lot from people. And for my whole reason, my podcast, I started it to share our stories. Speaking of perception, is in America where we live, they look at Uganda. Obviously, we are a third world country. But they have a lot of, we are poor. Some people don't even think we have cars, you know, like things like that.
What?
So, like,
we have cars.
Yeah. I mean, that's just an example, but there's a lot of things they don't think we have here.
Yeah.
So, like, sharing these stories and bringing people on my podcast for these things, it helps open people's minds.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad when I see other people starting podcasts, and that's why I wanted to talk about having you guys having your own platform, because I feel like 2024, and I've said this before, is like a year of, even if somebody's starting a podcast, it's not a competition. It's us working together to like change something. Like yours is like mental health, like you said. You talk about things that people struggle with. I share about stories. I've had episodes about mental health, which I think it's important, because in Uganda here, and you guys being here, you know, like that's not a thing that we talk about.
Yeah, it's a white man's problem.
Yeah. When I moved to America, I told everybody to be in a welfare. Like, we don't, like, that's not a problem. But when you were struggling, your parents we're not gonna do that. No, I told them, like, we don't have like mental health issues where we come from, you know, like, because when you are home and struggling, your parents will be like, hey, don't be a baby, just suck it up and just
be a man.
Yeah, you're like, be a man, like, you're struggling with something, and your parents are like, oh, in a change, you like,
yeah,
I don't know how to translate that to English, but. How do you say nature, Joe? Like,
no, like, okay, let me try. Okay, you see how you pamper the last bones? Yeah, so yeah, that's so it.
Like
yeah.
That. So, yeah, so things like that. But I've had a few episodes where I've hosted people who work with mental health, and it's been pretty cool. But before you guys started your podcast, were you listening to podcasts before?
Yeah, definitely. Podcast is like the only thing I can do apart from music.
Yeah.
I love listening to podcasts. I can spend 2 hours only listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
So I've been like, I want to share my stories too. I want people to hear me out.
That's amazing.
It's something I really like.
Yeah. Were you listening to podcasts before? Like, is it something you listen to?
I used to listen to podcasts because I also have I'm writing my book.
Okay. So, writing a book?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you can't really be a book writer and you don't listen to most writers, and most of them are book writers, like Jay Shetty. So I used to listen.
Jay Shetty. I listened to that guy a lot.
I love him. I love you. So, and one of the main reasons as to why I think we listen, okay, this is like an addition. I feel like me and have been through some things that, whether you want or no, you have to listen to the podcasts. So
I like Jay Shetty a lot, his story and the people that he brings on the podcast too.
Last time I read a comment, people were like, oh, you should bring more poor people to your podcast, because he's like into celebrities.
Exactly. I'm glad you shared that, because when I started my podcast, a lot of people like Jay Shetty, he's famous obviously, but me, I call my podcast Podcast Yomun to Wawansi. Like, she will understand.
Yeah,
it's like a podcast for like
the everyday people.
I know how it is to lack opportunity. You know, like, I wanted to like share my story, but you don't have the platforms, you know.
Exactly.
And I don't care how long it takes you to get to where you want, but bring these people with you. If somebody's interested, hey, I want to be on a podcast.
Yeah. Thank you.
I've had episodes of my podcast and a guy, he has 100 followers on Instagram. I told him, that's not what I care about. I care about you sitting here and sharing your story, your journey, because your story is going to impact somebody else. And like Jay Shetty shares that too. Like, I know he's famous, he has high numbers and celebrity stuff,
millions,
but he shares that he doesn't chase, or you don't chase numbers. I mean, at this point he doesn't really have to do a lot for people to listen to his podcast, you know. He doesn't have to share every episode, hey, you guys got tuned in on my episode, you're gonna have to go watch.
Exactly, you go for yourself.
But that is the thing, is like, we want even the law people to have a platform to share their stories, and
everyone has a story. Everyone.
So I really like that. I was listening to the one with Michelle Obama on my flight back here. That was really good. Yeah. Michelle Obama was great. So what has the journey been like starting? You guys have released one episode so far?
We have released one.
Okay.
Yeah. Others are on the way.
Okay.
Been having issues, but we'll get there.
Just walk us through the journey of getting to one, like your journey of getting the idea and getting to that first episode. How was it?
Really?
Like,
so when after I told her we have to start a podcast, mm-hmm. right? It's been like it was going on for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 months being like hanging there, nothing. Mm-hmm. We were nowhere.
Yeah.
So I told her, I have a friend. He's also into media and stuff. He can help us somehow.
Yeah.
So I contacted friends. Next time we met with him, like, hey, can you help us something? Like, it's like, yeah, we can meet together. Then we speak about the details. So after we introduced him to our project, he was like, okay, I can help somehow. So that's how we, released our first video after the seance with him.
Okay.
And he's been like a great help for us.
So you guys are doing both video and audio?
We haven't released audio.
Okay.
We only have videos.
Okay. So you just put on YouTube?
YouTube.
Okay. Like in my opinion, I think video was harder for me. Yeah. But if you guys were able to figure out video, I think audio is just easy.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Was
trust
it?
Me.
It was it.
Like,
you know, like this is the thing about Uganda.
Hmm.
It's many people do have platforms. Honestly, I have friends, I'm sorry, but it's the truth, that can, you know, make everything easy.
Yeah.
But then it's like you have to work 10 times harder to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they promise you and a month has to go and then a second month and then a third month. So, honestly, it wasn't easy.
Yeah. I feel like so now when you get your video and you put it up on YouTube, it's able to just extract the audio.
Yeah.
And there is an app that I use for my audio. It's called Spotify for podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
You just put the audio there and then the audio will go to Apple Podcasts, will go to Spotify, go to all that stuff. So it's pretty easy. I like what you just said because there's a lot of people who are willing to do something.
Yeah.
But how to do it and learning these things. And that's why I like when we collaborate. So like if I know something, I want to help somebody else who like wants something, you know. I want to share the knowledge that I have with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your goal for like the podcast that you have started? Like what do you want to get to?
So with our podcast, first of all, the main reason we started the podcast is for us to have a voice out there.
Yeah.
So if we have a voice, we can have others.
Yeah.
To also express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because this generation, I feel like this is a generation which needs to be to express themselves.
Yeah.
We are misjudged a lot
mm-hmm.
in every way.
Yeah.
So a podcast is good for that. It's one of the ways to express ourselves.
Yeah.
So the goal is to be very high
very
and
high.
To get many people to listen so they will understand more about others.
How did you find or get to know about the Ugandan Boy Talk Show?
This is funny because...
That's why we like.
It's funny for me, but I don't know about you.
Okay.
I remember when I had this idea about podcasts, I was so much into it. I couldn't spend a day without looking about anything which connects to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on Instagram looking for all the podcasts in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
I just searched podcasts.
Okay.
Then I found all the podcasts came in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind about that. As your profile like attracted me most.
Oh.
The profile. I saw the profile. I saw the profile. I was like, yeah, this is it. You had
headphones,
You were ready, like you were doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to your page.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to everything and it was nice.
Okay. That's amazing. I like to hear that. And I think for me, the goal of 2024 has been to do like more collaborations with people. That's why even on my busy schedule when I was in Uganda, I wanted to meet people, inspire people. I'm learning myself. I'm not the best audiographer. Oh, Babaluku told me not to say that, but because he said like I don't want you to lower yourself, but like there's always room for learning, room for improvement. You can always be better, and you don't settle. There's always something you can change to be better. But I like to hear when you say that there's a lot of people who have told me they went and searched the podcast in Uganda shows up, because it's funny, I don't live in Uganda, but when they search the podcast,
it says Uganda. The Ugandan Boy Talk Show.
Exactly.
The Ugandan Boy.
Exactly. So most people think it's in Uganda. And it's funny, one time somebody Googled my podcast on Google and like it shows up as the number one podcast in Uganda like that. That made me happy. But
that's happened
like,
twice, I think. It happened twice. Being nominated as
For the awards. Yeah,
congratulations.
The awards. Thank you.
We voted.
You did? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But like for the podcast, I think I was talking to somebody yesterday. Anytime you're doing something, it's the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are not the first people to make podcasts.
Exactly.
You're not the first people to do a podcast.
And most people are discouraged, just like, what are you even doing? That's not going to work. Right. This is not for you. Who wants to talk about their problems?
And there's a lot of people who have started podcasts that I knew. We started together when I started my podcast, and they're no longer doing it. But it's the mindset that you have in your head on something. And this is not about just the podcast. It's about anything you do in life, business, school. Whatever you put in your mind is going to help you stay consistent. I'll tell you, ever since I started a podcast, I've only taken off 1 month in the 3 years that I've done a podcast. And that was after I did the, I was planning for the live show because I wanted to have time to think about it.
Okay.
But we do it because you love it. Yeah. The motivation, that will motivate you to keep doing more.
But then you're motivated and the next person, your brother maybe, was like, please stop that. It's not for you.
Actually, I think the biggest challenge we face is being criticized. I've really been criticized.
Yeah.
They're like, how can you go and talk about that stuff? You know, and I'm like, so if I don't talk about it, who will?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they really come for us.
And sometimes, like, that's not going to stop.
Yeah.
When you put your work out there, you're going to read the comment section and they're going to have it. Hey,
start crying.
Start crying. And you're going to read the comment section.
Yeah.
So it's not going to stop. It's always going to come up. But
yeah.
You are the same person to pick yourself up.
Yeah.
Because the same people you're looking at to pick you up, the same people are going to pull you down.
Yeah.
So when you listen to them, their comments, their negativity, and that doesn't mean don't listen to, not criticism, but advice.
Like
somebody will be saying, hey, you can do it better this way. Try this or do this. Yeah. There's a positive feedback and a negative feedback, a positive feedback. Yeah. So you have to be open to improvement. So I've learned a lot of things from different people. They say, hey, well, you try this. This lens is better. This camera is better. So, and trying to figure that out. So I do everything by myself from, from the audio, everything. But I'll put a caveat on that. There's people behind what you don't see that help. There's like that guy over there that you see over there. Like, he'll give you a call. Hey, what lenses are you using? He's like, hey, I do use this lens. Hey, for the work you do, you might need this lens. And then you find another guy who is into audio. Like, hey, for the work you do. And ask questions.
Because
somebody's just not going to know what you need if you don't ask.
Like, Hadi, we need to get there. We need to at least know how to edit our own video somehow. Because we can't even do that. We need people to do that for us. That's what is stopping us most.
That's the other issue, because having to rely on somebody, the person who edits your video, he's going to be like, hey, I lost somebody in the village. I'm going to be gone. So your episode is not going to be out.
Till
they come back.
And then we work on it when we get time, because it's awesome.
Yeah,
but when it's your own, you put on the work and the effort.
And that's, I think that's why I've been able to stay consistent, because once I finish recording, sit down, edit it, put it out. But it's hectic. I would love to have somebody to help me, but it's also on the other side, I look at it as like, this is a way to stay consistent. Okay. So it's been amazing. But I'm really happy that you guys are doing this podcast. I'm excited. I want people to come support you and cheer for you. And don't give up. Don't pressure yourself. Like, if you can't edit, use what you have at the moment.
Yeah.
Tell people, when I started a podcast, I didn't have a microphone. I was just using my phone.
It's crazy. Like, we feel so blocked because we can't do. Okay, we can't produce like good quality videos. Yeah. It's like a big thing.
That comes with time. Yeah. You know, it's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. Yeah. With time, I started recording my videos with like a phone. Mm. And then later on, you upgrade. That's why I was saying earlier, don't pressure yourself.
Yeah.
Use what you have at the moment, but with the mind of, this is not the best work I want to do. Yeah. And then just keep going. Because every time, even when you buy the latest lens, 3 months or another week, they're going to bring another camera.
I remember back then, people who were like, who used to have X, is it X? Mm-hmm. iPhone X? The one with the one camera?
Those people
used to have the best photos.
Yeah.
But now I have this one and I can't even take the best photo because I'm looking to 13. I want that because if I get that, maybe I'll get the best photos.
Mm-hmm. I like the work you do. I listened to your first episode, I think, and it's amazing. There's a lot of like things to learn and to get better every time. I still learn too. Like, people say, hey, you've done this good job. Well, thank you. And I like when people compliment the work you do, because then it reminds you. But the thing I can tell you right now is just keep doing what you're doing. If you love it, just keep doing it, and everything.
We really felt that after we released our first episode, we got people who came in our DMs, like they started talking. It's like
we became counselors.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good somehow. It was good. I felt good because people get back to us. They gave us feedback how they felt about the episode, how they wanted to go. Like, can you please do more episode about this mental health? Because we're really struggling, and it's real actually.
Yeah.
People are suffering in a state like, I don't even know. We can't help everyone, but
at least. Your platform will help them because people really need that. And it, like we said, it's not something we focus on in the country, but once people tap in, and these like people know you, hey, these people are doing this podcast here in Uganda.
Yeah.
And when I bring my guests, I don't know if you guys plan on bringing guests to your shows, but when I bring the guests on the podcast, people can relate. Like, hey, this guy is doing video. He's good at it. How did he get there? You know?
Yeah.
And that's why I was asking you guys about your podcast, because you guys have one episode right now. There's somebody who is trying to figure out how can I start the first episode, you know?
Yeah,
and
maybe
when they listen to their stories, like, hey, these guys have already released their first one, then they will hear from your guys' journey.
I know we're struggling.
There's always struggle anyway. What do you study in university?
Oh, I'm doing business administration and management. Yeah.
Business. How about you, Sarah?
I do procurement, logistics, and management.
So nice.
Business,
I'm a Santa. You make money.
Not yet.
Not yet, but the money is coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Anyway, so I wanted to share with your podcast with my audience. Maybe they can tune in, subscribe to your show. Can you give my listeners your social media platforms where they can find your podcast?
We actually on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok as The Chat Room.
And they're coming on Spotify after today.
Obviously. You will have. We are on TikTok, Instagram as The Chat Room. What's the code of the country again?
256.
256,
Sorry, I
got it. It's Uganda.
You missed the first part, so she explain to him why you didn't know the code for 256. And this is not going to be cut out. It's going to stay there.
Okay.
How long have you lived in Uganda?
Oh, 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Your friends are,
Congolese.
Yeah.
I really don't know. Crazy.
So
I forget.
So chat room 256.
I know my country code.
Okay. Now you know Uganda's.
Uganda 256.
256. Okay. All right.
Yeah, the chat room 256 everywhere. YouTube and TikTok and Instagram.
I know you guys might feel like you're still studying, you're still struggling, but what's the one thing you can tell somebody out there that is not to the point where you guys are, like they have not even started? What's the one thing you can say and then you tell me one too?
The one thing I can say is if you have an idea about anything, just go for it, actually. Go for it with everything you have.
Okay.
If you need something, you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter the time, because it's not like this idea I told you, I've been having it for a long time. It can be like 6 months now.
Okay.
We've just released our first episode. So if you want something, just go for it. Don't wait for anyone to come and tell you, you know what, you really want this? I can help you.
Yeah.
You're the one to consult people.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, me, I already said this. Be the change that you want to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me, I don't want people to undermine the youth. You're in your early 20s. Like, I'm going to work hard about that. We deserve a voice too. So I do want to tell you that if you believe you can achieve something, just be persistent. Nothing is easy. Trust me. So work hard and just persist.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. So these are the last three questions I ask people on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What's a life lesson you've learned in life to this point?
Well, to be honest, I've learned very many things, but if there is something I've learned in life is I'm going to relate this according to what is happening in our country. Lately on TikTok, very many people are taking away their lives because of depression. They are really being suicidal. But if there is one thing I've learned is no matter what happens in life, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, regardless. I've been through things that if I'm to start telling you, you would wonder, but
yeah,
I'm here. Maybe I'm not yet there, but I'll get there. Yeah. Don't worry, I won't cry.
Okay, the other question is, what gets you excited about life?
Oh my God, very many things. Okay, now that's really a big question to me. My family, friends, and right now, honestly, it's my show.
Who would you like to see on this podcast next as a guest? And you're going to help me connect me to that person to be my guest.
Okay, oh my God, this is a big question. I'm sorry, guys, because you're making... Okay, there is this one person who really gave me my first show at Galaxy FM. I big up to you, Roger Otis. So yeah, I would really want him to be here.
That's nice. Were you just a guest on the radio or were you...
Yeah, I was a guest. Like, he just sent me a message and he's like, hey, I think you should come and talk about this. And I'm like, are you sure about this? Like, it's my first time on radio. So he really gave me a platform that really helped me.
That's really cool. I like to hear that, because all we need is platforms and a chance and an opportunity, because I think that's where our country is, like, we lack opportunities. And that's why people leave to go to the United States. I'm not talking about myself, but like people leave the country to go to the US to look for opportunities. But when we create these opportunities for ourselves here, it'll be really helpful. Yeah. All right, back to you. What's a life lesson you've learned in life to this point?
For this point, like, don't take people for granted.
Okay.
Don't take anyone for granted.
Yeah.
Actually, when we have someone on our side, that's when we don't need that person exactly at most. Like, if you have a friend who's willing to be there for you, be with the friends. Don't want the person you can't get.
Yeah.
Like, we always want someone we cannot get. So,
yeah.
If you have someone on your side, work with that person to be the person you want.
That's true. That's true. What gets you excited about life?
Make my mom proud.
Yeah.
Make money.
Money.
And help others.
Money.
I want to help as many person as I can, especially my family.
Yeah. Did you say you're here with your family?
Excuse me?
Are you here with your family?
My brother is here. Okay. My family is all back in, they're all back in Congo.
Okay. All right. The final question. Who would you like to see on this podcast next as a guest? You're going to help me connect me to that person.
Who do I know in Kampala?
That's a good question. You know what? It doesn't have to be Kampala, because my podcast, if you've noticed, I do it from the US, but I host people from all over the world. So it doesn't
people
have
from
to
my
be
country,
Kampala.
I really am not confident about them speaking out.
Okay.
It's not their thing.
Okay.
So maybe myself next time on a live podcast, that would be nice.
That's good that you recommended that. Is there anything else that I've not asked you guys that you would like to share with my audience or anybody who is tuning in today?
Maybe I would like to thank you, because not everyone gives people such a platform, because someone will be like, they are still struggling to come, so you know. So really thank you, and I really, really pray that God, keep on leading.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So this one is good, because when you like contact me, I was like, Hadi, we got something. We're going to be on the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. So we were very, really excited to be here. And thank you.
And then, like,
thank you so
you
much.
I was nervous, kind of like, but you made life easy.
Yeah.
You made us feel at home.
Thank you.
That's my goal as a host. Like, I want to my listeners to feel at home and enjoy. And because it's really hard to interview somebody who is nervous or then. So I want you to feel at home. And
I know.
That's why you guys were trying to help. Hey, can I help you? No, we got this. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And this is just the beginning. The next thing you know, you're going to have 180 episodes.
Amen.
Yeah, it will all happen. So thank you very much for being on my show. It's a privilege to have you. I tell people that it doesn't matter where somebody's at, they can impact your life. Like, having this conversation today, you guys are adding on to my life. So we're adding to your life. So we all rise by looking each other. So thank you very much.
Thank you, too. It's all up to you.
Bye-bye. Hey there, this is Bonnie Kibuka, the host of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. Thanks for watching and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend and recommend somebody to this podcast. Don't forget to leave a feedback on this podcast because that's how we grow. And also don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment. Join us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So we'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much and be blessed.